Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple, and we're ready to receive all that you have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, say loud amen. Amen. So here is what we're going to do. We're going to share a charge from God's word for about 40 minutes, and then Minister Joe Metal is going to be a blessing to us. Are you ready for that? Turn your Bibles, Acts chapter 28, from verse 1. We are continuing our teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you miss the teaching in the morning, I beg you, please go and listen to it. I said that there are superficial avenues by which God increases our authority or increases our expression of authority. Avenues like prayer, avenues like fasting, but I said fundamentally, authority is an identity matter. Did you hear what I just said? That you must first and foremost understand that by privilege of grace, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. It is that position that gives you an advantage in the spirit world. Not your activity, not your prayer, as important as prayer is. Please don't misquote me. Not your fasting, as important as fasting is. I gave the example of the sons of Sceva. If prayer was such a magic wand, it would have worked for them. But the demon said, well, who are you? It's an identity matter. I said that the name of Jesus is not just a mantra. It's not just a magic combination that you mention and then doors will open. It is not like open sesame that the 40 Alibaba and the 40 thieves said to open the door to the treasury. The name of Jesus is actually a baptism. It's a garment of influence that you wear. And that's why the Bible says, preach the gospel, teaching them whatever I've commanded you. It says, baptizing them. Come on, are you with me? Baptizing them in what? In the name. The name is a baptism. It's an influence you enter. And when you enter that influence, it's like you are clothed with Christ. You put on Christ. And in the realm of the spirit, you deal as though Christ was dealing. You function as though Christ was functioning. And so when you say go, it is as though Christ said go. When you say come, it is as though Christ said, come on, are you with me? And that's why Paul had the audacity to say, we beseech you in Christ's stead. It takes audacity to talk like that. It means we stand where Christ is standing on the earth. That's what it means to be an ambassador for Christ. You represent his interest. He says, whatever you bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. That's what it means to function in the name. That's why we are called the body of Christ. Christ is ascended, sitting at the right hand of God. His influence on the earth, you are the one to demonstrate it. Please, did you hear what I just said? The reason why a lot of people think that the power in the name is in the mention is because they misquote Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. But that text did not say at the mention of the name. It says at the name. There's a difference. Not at the mention. You know what's funny? We have even been told that demons and demoniacal possessed people cannot mention Jesus. Well, how many of you have heard stuff like that before? But when the demons were responding to the seven sons of Sceva, what did they say? Jesus we know. They mentioned the name. I was casting out the devil 2011. He said, I'm not a small demon. I can mention Jesus. Jesus. Listen, the reason you must know this is because especially a brand of demons called familiar spirits, they are religious spirits. Every Christian is, they can mention it. They can mention Jesus. They can sing worship with you. It is only raw power that will expose them. Some people have churches functioning with familiar spirits. They will do everything. Look at the lady with the familiar spirit. When she came after the disciples, the two apostles, what did she say that was wrong? These men, they bring you words of eternal life. Everything she said was correct. Someone with the familiar spirit can preach a good sermon. You're not listening to me. They will preach a good sermon. They will prophesy accurately, but the source is faulty. At our last camp meeting, there was a young boy. He began to manifest. We cast demons out of him. As the demon was leaving, the demon said two things. First and foremost, he said, "You have destroyed our plan for 90 years. And then the demon said this. He said, "I wanted to make him a powerful man of God and use him to destroy lives." So the demon gave him prophetic gifts. You are not ready. You know, I told you another story in the morning, those of you who were here. Another story. Someone under the influence of demons was giving people accurate prophecy. And then he would go to the talk shop that was in school, bless snacks, give to people. All the people he blessed like that had demons, all of them. So when we're done with him, we had to go and look for all his disciples. they all needed help. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There's a reason God is making me say this. In these last days, you will need discernment. I am telling you. Not everybody that says, "Lord, Lord." Again, Jesus said that. See, they will say, "Lord." They can say it. Because the Bible did not say at the mention, it says at the name. The name is a garment, it's an influence, it's an identity. That is why the sons of Sceva said, "Who are you? You are calling the name, you are mentioning the name, but who are you?" Because it's not what you mention, it's who you are. You are not baptized in the name. And that's why some people wonder why I called the name Jesus, nothing happened. You didn't call it. First and foremost, you don't have to call it. You don't have to mention the name to be in the name. Did you hear what I just said? It says they shall lay hands on the sick. He didn't say they will mention the name. They will lay hands. That's how come Jesus can be walking. Someone will come in the press, unbeknownst to him, touch the hem of his garment and be healed. When you are in the name, things can happen mistakenly. Positive things can happen mistakenly. That Jesus himself will say, "Who touched me?" It doesn't have to be so methodological that you say, "Well, okay, I will mention the name three times. Everybody shouts." You know, there's a place for that. But the name is a baptism that comes with the consciousness, a consciousness that comes with knowing the word of God. And so we want to move from there. I just use that to recap very quickly. Acts chapter 28, verse 1, a very simple story that tells you something. It says, "And when they had escaped, they found out that the island was Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled the fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them in the fire," what did the Bible say? "A viper did what?" A viper did what? Come on, I want to hear your voice. Listen, I like response. A viper did what? Now, this is what you need to understand. The viper had been there all this while, unnoticed. But when it was put into the fire, it had to reveal itself. I'm telling you something prophetic and metaphorical about the spirit realm. The devil can be hiding in plain sight for a long time. Especially if you like activity. Can follow you to church. Can do all your Christianese with you. It is fire. Fire will reveal. Come on, are you with me? You know, it has become a normal. I can give you at least 5 notable experiences. When I'm done praying, as I come out, some of the first few people that I see, something dramatic will happen. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. There was a day I came out of the place of prayer. I gave a lady a handshake. The moment she held me, I felt it. A jolt of electricity entered her. Boom! You know, it shook her like this. It almost lifted. And she wanted to remove her hand. I held it. And so she was trying to walk away. I followed her like this, literally. After she had taken a few steps, she fell to the ground and demons left her. Listen, why am I telling you this? You have to understand that the devil, he likes these guys. He likes these guys. Let me tell you something. If you know the devil is at work, deliverance has already started. Left to him, you will never know. Did you hear what I said? You see, the media lied to us. The devil is not conspicuous. He doesn't go about in shiny red clothes with a humongous horn on his head. No. Read your Bible. Do you know why he doesn't like to be known? Because, contrary to what many of you think, the devil doesn't want to fight you. He knows that if he fights you, he will lose. Oh my God. See, leave movie and let's go into the word of God. What did the Bible say? Resist the devil and he will what? So what he would rather do is to hide and be attacking without your knowledge. Listen to this. And so one of the greatest things you need in spiritual warfare is discernment. The moment you know this is Satan, the battle is 50% over. And those of you who want to cast out devils, I can tell you one thing for sure. The moment a demon begins to react, whether he is violent or not, the battle is already almost over. If you had enough power to uncover that disguise, I'm teaching you something very important. Do you understand what I'm saying? All the rest is theatrics. If you had enough power to uncover that disguise, you have enough power to finish it. Believe what I'm telling you. If the voltage was not enough, they would just look at you and smile and say, you understand, it will pass. If you had enough power to get a demon to expose himself, it's over. Some of you will need this in future. But please, did you hear what I just said? And so, his major advantage is this, guys. Major advantage. Hiding behind the scenes. Being in church, being in families. Let me tell you. Let me tell you one story. There was a lady I was praying for. I'd casted out demons from her. She stood up. And, you know, let me say something. Don't let social media deceive you. I'm a proper deliverance minister. Did you hear what I said? More proper than many people that brand themselves so. I can give you stories for this. I can tell you stories that if you hear, you won't sleep tonight. You will go and read your Bible, which is good. Have you ever cast out a devil and an angel needed to appear to tell you it's okay? You'll be all right. It has happened to me before, years ago though. Because when you are 20 years old, casting out a principality, I think I was 19. He said, I'm not a demon, I'm a fallen angel. Know the difference. That's it. He said, I was in the garden, I saw Adam. He said, I was the spirit in the captain of the 50 that confronted Elijah. How you see that one?
And I was done. Two angels had to come to my room and say, it's okay. Hallelujah.
But this lady, we were done and she was about to go. The Lord said, call her back. Ask her why she's wearing the chain she's wearing. I said, come back. Why are you wearing that chain? And she looked at me like, I didn't know. And she was holding it like, it's a psychological way of protection. Like, but she was under the influence of the Holy Ghost. She had to talk. She said, well, it belongs to my ex. And she had told me that she hated that ex. You broke up with him 3 years ago. Why are you still wearing it? And she said, as long as it is on my neck, he will make progress in life. True life story. Listen, let me tell you something. Now, that one will be applying for a job, working hard, wondering. Now, listen, why am I telling you this? I'm talking about exposing the devil. See, he'll be working hard, wondering, this nation is hard. I don't understand. I'm doing everything. You know, I don't. Your destiny, someone is dangling your destiny like this. You see, when we tell some people to be serious, may they not use your destiny. She's walking, the destiny is dangling like this. They hang your future. They use your future to do pendants. Be serious. It's dark out there. Listen to what I'm. It's dark out there. What if the Holy Ghost did not expose it? Just what if? What if? The devil would rather go unnoticed. Why does he want to go unnoticed? So that he can go unchallenged. And you have to understand, listen, like I said, that image of the devil as a violent, always ready to fight adversary is not always correct. Sometimes he's subtle, hiding, trying to remain undetected. It will take fire to reveal him. Very quickly, look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. I have to move faster because of time. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against, everybody say, the wiles of the devil. That word, wiles, is the Greek word metadoia. And that word metadoia actually means trickery. Can you say trickery? So the devil, many times, is a trickster. Let me give you an example of where metadoia was used. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians 4, 14. It says, anyway, it says, not so that you are not henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That word, lie in wait, is one Greek word. I guess the Greek word metadoia. So, when you know that the person you want to fight is stronger than you, you need an advantage. Have you ever watched a fight where the person fighting is a coward, so he will watch when the person is not watching and quickly sucker punch? There's a name for it, sucker punch. Have you seen stuff like that? When you're not looking, they will quickly punch you. That's what the devil tries to do. He tries to sucker punch you. He's looking for a moment of advantage, lying in wait, looking for avenues for vulnerability when you are vulnerable. I'm saying this so that you can identify his work. See, the moment you identify that this is Satan, the battle is over. He's lying in wait. He's hiding in the wood. If fire was not lit, he would have been there for aeons. Nobody would have known. Nobody would have known. Do you realize this is what is happening in many families? In many businesses,
you know, I was casting out a devil, and the devil was bragging. He says, I make her money disappear. Explain that scientifically. He said, she will keep money, it will vanish. He said, when you are done, ask her. Are you listening to me? Another one, this guy was sickly because he had a poor eating habit. The demon said, I am the one. I will make him go for days without eating. Everybody just thought it was a poor habit. Are you listening to this? I can give you stories upon stories. Things that will look natural, ordinary. Oh, she's clumsy. She will just keep money. She can't remember where she kept it. It's a devil. It's a devil. See, I wish I had enough time. By the time I begin to give you all these examples, take you through scriptures, there are many things in your life, maybe in your life or someone you know, you'll just be like, ah, so it's you. It's you. Because if you're not careful, you won't know. You know, for instance, when you're reading the temptation of Jesus, come please. When you're reading the temptation of Jesus, you will see the Bible says, and he took him to the pinnacle of the temple. You never really gave it much thought. Do you think that the devil took Jesus by hand physically and they flew? Then people in the temple were like, who are those people flying? They said, shh, don't disturb them. It's the devil. He's tempting Jesus. You think that's what happened? And then he took him to a high mountain from whence he could see all the glories of the world. What mountain is that? Even from Everest, you cannot see all the world. It was not literal. It was a spiritual place. Are you aware that as you are seated here, you can go to a high mountain? In your mind, that is the realm of temptation. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so, listen to me. The devil can present you with things that will cause your mind to travel. Think about when he was tempting Eve. The Bible says when the serpent was done talking, she saw the fruit as one desirous to make one wise. Her mind traveled. She has not tasted the fruit, but she knows it will be a sweet fruit. Have you ever heard something that made you shake in your position of the Bible a little? That's the devil. You didn't know. When God has told Jesus, you will go to the cross, you will die. And then someone supposedly, out of love, is telling you, you will not die. You will not die. Do you understand what I'm saying? And is unintentionally attacking the faith of Jesus. If Jesus did not say, get behind me, Satan, you wouldn't have known. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm explaining how. So listen, God bless you. Thank you. And you will not die, by the way. Listen, are you aware, for instance, that Peter scenario happens many times and you don't know? God told you to do something and a friend will just tell you it can't be done. It can't be done. And it seems like the person is just naturally pessimistic. Sometimes you are reading the story, Jesus saying, get behind me, Satan. You say, that's harsh. He had to do it so that you also, he's exposing a pattern that you wouldn't have seen if he didn't expose it. The Bible says that the Son of God was manifested to destroy, to expose and destroy the works of Satan. He was doing it that way so that when we are reading it later, we will know, oh, this is the devil. I give you another example. The Bible says after the temptation, the devil left him for a season. But you don't see anywhere in Jesus' ministry that the devil came back. But do you know he came back? I'll give you one simple example. When Jesus was on the cross, some people at the foot of the cross said, if you are the Son of God, is that familiar? If you are the Son of God, come down. Go and read it in your Bible. You think they were just talking? The reason the devil has been disguising is because you were looking for someone with red horns. And he has spoken through your neighbors many times. Are you with me? So two ways that the devil does this. Number one, through deception. Please say deception. And number two, through disguise. these guys. I will rush through deception. This can happen in so many different ways. For instance, many people are unsaved because of the deception of the enemy. The Bible says that the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not, lest they see glory. The light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. He has blinded them. He can do that with many different things. It's not only Jesus that God, that the devil gives a bargain. Bow to me and I will give you the glories of this world. He gives it in several different ways, trying to get you to compromise. Come on, are you with me? You know, someone was in an estate. Because of his work, his boss gave him a BQ in one of the most expensive estates in Nigeria. Everybody there is a billionaire. And so he found a wallet one billionaire had dropped on the floor. When he opened it, there was about $10,000 in there. A big wallet. And he went and gave the guy back. And the guy said, wow, so much integrity. I should give you a job. But he just asked one question. What's your religion? And he said, Christian. He said, if you were a Muslim. Now, this young guy who has been looking for an opportunity is now going back thinking, You know some people, if you are not strong, the next day you just see them in Jalamiya. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You know, there's another guy. He used to work for a billionaire, Muslim billionaire. When they are having their Muslim fast, he would take all of them to the mosque. They would pray together. Let me tell you something. You know when they say business deals are negotiated in social gatherings? Some of you don't understand what I'm saying. Those are things that endear your boss. You just take them, they will pray together, they will all wear, you know, and then they will come back, eat together, share money together in the name of bonus since you are fasting. If you are not strong, Ebuka will become, not Ebuka, Emeka de Bia Abdullahi. What happened? I hope you know what I'm saying happens. You know it happens, don't you? The God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. Let them see the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Another way he does this is through questions of doubt. Never forget what I'm saying. You see, the two times the devil confronted someone, people in the Bible, he wasn't trying to make them sick. He wasn't trying to kill them. He was putting doubts. You see, if your image of the devil is from TV, you will miss the devil many times. You won't know it is him. Because when the devil came to Eve, he didn't come to kill her. No. What did he say? Did God say? He's always trying to give you another angle to what God said. Some of you, the devil has spoken to you about marriage. He has spoken to you about premarital sex. He has spoken to you about money. You didn't know it was the devil. I'm exposing it now. Anything that the Bible unequivocally talks about, that you have a neutral opinion about, you listen to the voice of the serpent. You listen to the voice of the serpent. And little by little, he will start with matters that don't really have great significance. Let me tell you something. Even some of the things you don't outrightly agree with, but he softens your conviction. Are there some things that 10 years ago, if they asked you, you would say unequivocally, is a no, it's a sin. But now you're just like, well, do you, do me. The reason why I take doctrine seriously
is because it almost affected me years ago. When someone came and said, the days of the power of God have ceased. The days of the power of God have ceased. I said, I've seen power in my life. I couldn't possibly believe that. But you guess what? Because at the time, I didn't have a doctrinal response. It affected me. I didn't know. Some of you have an idea of what I'm saying. It affected me. And for days, I saw no vision. I had no encounter, nothing. And then one day, I'll never forget, in a service like this, I just said, no, come on. How did I get here? Rubbish. Lord, I abandoned this. You know, I cast down this imagination. And for the first time in weeks, an angel just walked. I'll never forget. Just walked in, you know, walked in straight to me as I was kneeling on the floor crying. Placed his hand on my shoulder and I felt strength surge back. You'll be surprised. You see, the same John the Baptist that saw the Holy Ghost descend on Jesus is asking tomorrow, are you the one? The same Holy Ghost, see, the same person, he saw the Holy Ghost descend like this. Oh, tomorrow is doubting. Don't joke with doubt. Don't joke with doubt. Elijah can call down fire. Then tomorrow, Jezebel is looking for him. He will go and hide. You see, the things of the spirit are sustained not by experience, but by conviction. You can walk miracles yesterday and doubt that miracles exist today. Except you are grounded in the conviction of the word of God. Are you listening to what I am saying? You can never build conviction from experience. Go and ask the children of Israel. You will see miracles like this. If you have no relationship with God, you don't have. You will still suffer. Red Sea will pass like this. You will walk through. Haven't you seen people who have seen many miracles many times, but then a problem comes, they are still doubting God? Because it is not experience that can really sustain your faith. It's the word of God. That's why. You can experience it again and again. You can be ever learning, never able to come to the point of truth. So like I said, he uses deception, under deception, questions of doubt, and then like I said, disguise is number two, and I'm not going to dwell too much on this. I'll tell you a story. I want you to compare these two texts, Nehemiah chapter 4 and Zechariah chapter 3. What text did I say? Nehemiah chapter 4 and Zechariah chapter 3. You never really saw the connection. I'm telling you the connection now. Because in Nehemiah chapter 4, the Bible tells us that Sambalat and Tobiah just rose up from nowhere and they began to contend with Nehemiah. They didn't like him. Why are you building the wall? What is wrong with these feeble Jews? Why are you so, what are you feeling like? Have you heard these voices before? What are you feeling like? Is it only you? From nowhere you want to do it. And you just thought they were haters. There are cultural phrases for things like that. We have cultural phrases for spiritual attack now. Not everybody is a hater. Some of them are manipulated by demons. When people just hate you for no reason. Hate you for no reason. Be aware of spiritual attack. Many times, spiritual attacks happen on Twitter. See, I'm exposing something to you. Sambalat and Tobiah just said, they just rose up against him. And you were wondering why. Now, the Bible tells us another perspective in Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 3. The Bible says, Zechariah saw a vision. He saw Joshua, who was the high priest at the time. And he saw Zerubbabel, who was the governor at the time. So they were the ones in charge. Nehemiah had built the wall. They were the ones supposed to rebuild the temple. The Bible says, and he saw Satan standing at Joshua's right hand to oppose him. You thought that the opposition was just natural, that there were people who didn't like him. But someone saw into the realm of the spirit and saw Satan. It was Satan that was moving Sambalat and Tobias,
trying to spoil what they were doing. Sambalat and Tobias went to report to the Persians, told them lies. The reason these people are building wall is because they are trying to raise an army to fight you. It was all lies. They just wanted to rebuild the temple so that God's people could worship in peace. They told them lies. And someone peeped into the spirit and saw what was happening. It was Satan. What looks like just normal hate, normal beef, Satan. Think about the story of Job. If you were looking from a natural standpoint, you would just believe, this guy is so unlucky, so unfortunate. One day, his business just crashed. His family just, relatives just died. How can someone be so unfortunate? But when you see in the realm of the spirit what happened, you see that an hedge that was around him was lifted. Are you getting what I'm saying? I am letting you know how the spirit realm affects the natural in a way that someone who is looking from an observational standpoint will think, things just happened. It's a lie. Years ago, someone called me. My mom is sick. She's in bed, bedridden. She has been bedridden for months. What happened? The doctor said she has a hole in her heart. They did an x-ray. I said, give her the phone, let's pray. As he put the phone in her ears, I saw a vision. Are you listening to me? And I saw one ugly, chimp-like, monkey-like animal around her neck, sitting on one of her shoulders, and the tail wrapped around her neck. And from her neck, the tail also entered that hole. Are you getting what I'm saying? Where they said they saw a hole. And I said, you foul spirit of affliction, leave her now! This woman who had been bedridden for months got up. Are you listening to me? She got up immediately. Trust an African woman. Moments after, she entered the kitchen, prepared a meal. Are you listening to me? And then, oh my God. You know why it happened fast? Because she was never sick. She was never sick. There is something called the spirit of infirmity. Ought not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these many years. Sometimes you just wake up, you develop some. The reason you must understand this is because you may read it in future. The devil is foolish. You just wake up one day, your hand is not moving. If you like, use only rub, be rubbing it. And then people will be saying, sorry, sorry, sorry. It will now continue to swell. I'm not against medicine. Anyone who talks against medicine does not know the word of God. Let me tell you something, just to explain very quickly. You know, some scientists went to God. This is a hypothetical story. Some scientists went to God and said, we no longer use you. We can create human beings. So God said, okay, fine, do it. Let me see. And they bent down to pick sand. God said, no, use your own sand. As long as medicine comes from things that God created, herbs that God created, it is of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is that simple? That's in a nutshell. You know, but having said that, to just trust in it and rely on it and strength, when you should pray, the things you will see in this life, you won't believe. You won't believe it. And how they will just become so big. I can tell you stories upon stories. You know, the Lord almost put me in trouble. Of all places in London, my first time preaching in London, the Holy Ghost was moving me. Say something. Say this thing. I was looking at the audience. And so moved by the Spirit, I said it. I said, there are some sicknesses I don't even investigate. If you are having this, it's of the devil. And I said this. I said, are you ready? I said, hormonal imbalance, things like that, ovarian cyst, is of the devil. I was saying it in London. Now, in my mind, I'm saying, Holy Ghost, they go drag me. I was saying, Holy Ghost, they go drag me.
You know, but the Lord knows how to confirm his words. He always shows up for me.
As I was still talking, someone with ovarian cyst just began to shout. A demon began to manifest. Listen, mind you, no need to balance it. Let me just tell you how it happened.
The Lord help you. The Lord give you understanding.
Began to shout. And I said, you see what I'm saying? Some of you might have seen it, the Butter Jaw video. That's where Prince Emmanuel got his song from. And I said, you foul devil, leave. And it left from that day. No more. Are you listening to what I'm saying? See, let me tell you something. I'm educated. Like I said, I believe in science. It has its place. And there are also things that are natural consequences of maybe even hereditary, the symptom of the fall. And there are some that are just plain Satan, wickedness. From nowhere, a healthy person will fall, begin to convulse, having seizures. I'm telling you for free, it's of the devil. And you don't just say, Lord, hear me, Lord, hear me. You say, you foul devil. Are you listening to me? Don't pamper it, oh. And let me tell you something. When you become more aware, you will start seeing more victories. Mark what I'm saying. He called me one day. One of your daughters is on the road. She is about to enter the road and kill herself. I've seen that pattern. The devil likes to do. I've seen it at least 4 times. It's one of the fastest ways he likes to kill people. I said, she doesn't want to listen to me. I said, call her. Put the phone on speaker. Put it close to her ear. I didn't call her name. I said, you foul devil, leave her now. She fell on the road. Bam. They carried us. You know, her friends joined our church straight because they are not seen that kind of thing before. On the road. Don't negotiate with Satan.
Yes, sir.
There was a time I didn't take care of myself, so I began to fall sick. So it was as if the devil said, this is my chance. In one day, he attacked about 6 of our key people. It was like Job, God forbid. One person would call me and pray for me. Heart palpitations, going to the hospital. The other person called me, one of my key pastors. He said, my hand is not moving. I said, what's that? What's the meaning of that? Move it now. And I said, well done. 2 days sickness that I didn't pray as I usually pray. You want to do this? I wore cloths. I couldn't stand. I held table like this. Bataka.
Time is fast spent. And so I'm ending on this simple note. There are 2 ways to take your warfare to another level and have results. Number one is Bible knowledge. You have to know the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you cannot win warfare. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The devil will deceive you. Your conviction has to be from the Word of God. You know what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10? Oh my God. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. And some of you have been taught that strongholds is some satanic manipulation in the village. No. It says casting down imaginations. Oh my God. Some of you know how to cast out devils. You don't know how to cast out imaginations. That the enemy can build an edifice of falsehood in your mind. An edifice of doubt. You need to learn to cast that down. And guess what? This one does not answer just to prayer. It answers to study. Have you ever been studying and it felt like a table broke? So this is it. And all of a sudden, see, I'm telling you, freedom can come through knowledge. You just discover, wow, I didn't know. And your life changes. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You must know.
You want to walk in victory? Start by attending a church that takes doctrine seriously. I'm telling you. And not doctrine for the sake of doctrine. Some would theologize for money till night. The devil is dancing, having free day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Doctrine without power is not doctrinal. So what did I say is number one? And then of course, number two is prayer. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Hallelujah. And because discernment is very important when it comes to spiritual warfare, I will put number three as a vibrant walk with God. Number three, a vibrant walk with God. I want to separate that. A life of worship, talking to God regularly, a vibrant walk with God because of that discernment. That's what exposes the devil. You realize that the apostles had been going, passing that road every day. The woman with the familiar spirit has been having a field day until one day. Has it? Some of you know what I'm saying. Where there are some things you had been tolerating, then one day you just vex. There is such a thing as spiritual anger. I can't explain it beyond that. You just get angry in your spirit. I've told this story many times. My mom had this ailment in all her joints. It first started with her wrist. They tied the wrist. It moved to elbow. They tied the elbow. This is what I'm telling you. If you know, vex for Satan. After a while, they tied the second wrist. Tied until all her joints were in pain. And listen, this woman, she's 60 now. I'm talking about something that happened 20 years ago. At what age? Now she was in bed, bedridden for days. And we had been pampering it. Oh, it is well. You know all these Christianese. It is well. You are healed. Something you will break Satan's head. And then one day my dad got angry. He called all of us to the room. He pointed to my mom on the bed. He said, this woman must be healed today. He put a timeline. He said, today. And we're like, oh, yes, sir. I was young, so my faith was not really high. But if you say so, I love her. So let's go. Let's try. And we began to pray. And you see, let me tell you something. You see, you can't convince me against power again. Because I didn't read it in a book. I've seen it many times. You get what I'm saying? And then, like I said earlier, so in addition to that, the conviction of the word of God is not going anywhere. My own mom, from that night till date, almost 20 years, more than 20 years, not even a symptom. Are you getting what I'm saying? From that night, it ended that night. Come to a point of discernment, you can smell it from afar. I saw a lady in a university. Now, there are many people who have this problem naturally and God heals it, but this lady, adult, bed wet every night without fail. And as she was talking, I saw it was the devil. Laid hands on her, a wild masculine voice came out. I asked the demon to leave from that night till date. No more. See, the reason I'm telling you this is if you don't know warfare, the devil will get away with a lot. And you will go to the hospital, the doctor will give it a name. They have, you know, those long names with bad handwriting. Wake up! Are you listening to me? And all we will do now, even though we don't have so much time anymore, we'll enter into a session of praise, of worship. Hallelujah. Now, connect to the Lord. As you are ministering to the Lord will give you an instruction. Some of you, it will be instructions of consecration. Some of you, instructions of repentance. Some of you, it will be instructions of devotion. The Lord may tell you for the next 7 days, pray. And then when we're done, I will climb up this place. And if you believe that God sent me, I'm going to declare words over your life, and your life will never be the same again. Are you ready for that now? So as we worship, do not be entertained. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Let the Lord minister to you. Hallelujah. Receive all that the Lord has. Soak them in. Soak them in. You see? So, listen. Mark my words. There are some of you, mantles will drop on you. You may feel something almost physical. It's a spiritual thing, but mantles will drop on you in this meeting. Because it's one of my colleagues. You can't be around me and not fulfill purpose. It's not possible. I wanted to tell one story, but you will be afraid. So let me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands to every one of you. I join my faith with you concerning anyone you are agreeing concerning. And let the power of God that knows no distance, let the power of God hit them right where they are. It doesn't matter the nation, the continent, the city. Let the power of God hit them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healings. Receive your miracles. Cancer be gone. Heart disease be gone. Let the power of God touch their eyes right now. Everyone who has a vision that is impaired, receive your healing now. Deaf ears open. Deaf ears open. Blood conditions be healed. Organs that are faulty, jack back to life. Let creative miracles happen. Let growth disappear. Swellings disappear. Missing organs appear. Receive your miracle now. I'm saying this again as a point of contact to someone. I told you in the morning about that young man with the testicles, and they grew back 12 hours later. Now, in the name of Jesus, listen, I sense it very strongly. Creative miracles are happening right now. I said creative miracles are happening right now. I said creative miracles are happening right now. I said creative miracles are happening right now. Atema to frestura katele velutre katugo pretiga zondre kasuzu zizi kalebondre kida. I'm saying this for someone, and when I say it, you will know why I said it. I remember in Abuja, someone was standing in for his sister who had goiter, and that growth began to disappear. I'm saying that for someone. Now, in the name of Jesus, the angels of God are visiting your homes, visiting your loved ones with their miracles, visiting them now. God, you are stepping into fortune. Say loud amen. And I'm saying this, listen, I need to explain this so you will understand how it will work. The wisdom of God will birth divine ideas, will create divine opportunities, will orchestrate divine relationships. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And everything hitherto hindering your miracle is shattered now in the name of Jesus. Every door that was shut is open now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I stretch my hand over every ministry represented here, and I prophesy, go forward. Fulfill your destiny. All that God has said you should do will be done. It is so in the name of Jesus. I terminate every contract. Every contract with any altar. Contract with demons. Contracts with altars. They are broken now in the name of Jesus. The final declaration we'll make, and then we're out of here. The Bible says he makes his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Did you hear what I said? He makes his angels spirits, and you might have thought he was talking just about angels. But the Bible says to the angel of the churches, the seven churches, he's talking about men, pastors. So everyone who is a messenger, why, whether they are literal angelic beings or human ministers, that scripture applies to you. And it is one thing for him to give you fire. It is another thing for him to make you fire. Are you listening to me? To make you fire. Say with me, he makes his angel spirits. His ministers flames of fire. Say, for my assignment, I am fire. I'm untouchable. Say, for my assignment, all the capacity I need, all the sponsorship I need, I have. I give you 20 seconds to declare that. 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 I give you 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Keep praying, everybody. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. Hallelujah. Listen, let the giant in you come alive. I said, let the giant in you come alive. I said, let the giant in you come alive. Let every dormant gift, listen, you might already be doing work for God, but if you are not fulfilling your potential, I said, let every dormant gift come alive right now from the nooks and crannies of this place. Every dormant ability, come alive, come alive, come alive. I told you that he said the grace on me is replicable. And the anointing is on you to fulfill your divine assignments. Again, I decree and declare, every dormant gift, zute kapale, zende kapolom bresute recuria, and deku lepele tom bresite. See, listen, mark my words. In the name of Jesus, again, I declare, every dormant gift, you are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. Blessed in your coming out. Blessed in your going in. Everything you do is blessed. Everything that was not working begins to work. In the name of Jesus, every door that was shut is opened. In the mighty name of Jesus. The next time I see you, you'll be 10 times better. 10 times bigger. What was your prayer request will now become a testimony. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Well, have you been blessed? Are you going to use your authority?
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.